And someone asked you if you'll be able to do something next week or sometime. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
We'll let you know.
Or I might. Did you ever say I might could do it?
Yeah, I might be able to do it, yeah.
What about Mike could?
Well, you could use that word. I don't even remember. I might could be able to do it. It don't sound right to me.
Okay. And a kind of bird that can see in the dark.
He's an owl.
What different kinds of owls?
I can see an owl. I can see in the dark.
What different kinds of owls are there?
Around here. You mean here?
Mm-hmm.
You got the regular, what we call the night owl. You got the screeching owl. And you got what they call the cat owl. And we have seen on rare occasions a horn owl here.
What is a cat owl?
It's a very little thing, just a little thing. They can get out at night, you hear them sound like guns, they raise the rukas off, make your hair stand up when they start hauling.
Those are cat owls?
Yeah.
What about horn owls?
A horn owl is bigger than regular normal, I don't know if it is. We got two feathers come up, sticking right on top of the head.
Kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
Oh, are you talking about pussycat? That's a skunk.
Okay. And say some animals.
You ever been hit with a skunk? Why?
No.
You ought to try it once, it's fun.
How do you get rid of it?
Take a bath in tomato juice.
Does that really work? I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
If some animals have been coming and getting your chickens or something, you didn't know exactly what kind they were. What general name would you give to the type of animal that would do that?
Around our neighborhood, would it be either a fox, a coon, or a possum?
Or all those types of animals, you'd call all of them what?
Petadors.
Do you ever use the word varmint?
No, not to that.
How would you use that word?
Varmint usually refers to a rat. A squirrel is a varmint. Now, it'd be correct as referring to them as varmints.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, it's not used that I know of around here.
What different kinds of squirrels are there around here?
You have a fox squirrel, and a gray squirrel, and the cat squirrel.
What's the difference?
There's no difference between the gray squirrel and the fox squirrel. The same size, same color. Colors vary between seasons. The cat squirrel is only about half as big as the fox squirrel, and he's gray with white belly and runs through the trees like lightning whenever he sees you. Oh, you have flying squirrels, too.
What color is the fox squirrel?
Gray or red. They can be gray or red.
And something kind of like a squirrel. It's small and has little stripes down its back.
Well, that's a chipmunk.
Okay, do they have those around
too? As a rule, no.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, it's either a woodpecker or a sapsucker.
Okay.
Which one are you looking for?
Well, the woodpecker. Have you ever heard any different names for a woodpecker?
No, not since I was a kid. We always call them woodpecker, but now the sapsucker drills holes in wood too.
What about the very large woodpecker? Is there a special name for him?
Yes, there is. That's that one that's becoming extinct, and I can't recall what it is.
Have you ever heard the term peckerwood instead of woodpecker?
A peckerwood usually refers to a low-class person.
Of which race?
Huh?
Of which race?
Usually Frenchman.
Okay.
You French?
No.
Okay. You're not a peckerwood then.
What different kinds of fish do you get around here?
Got the same kind you get over in Georgia. You get bass, brim, speckled perch, white perch, garfish, catfish,